Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Craftsman days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit. Now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
We're on the air.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new career options in the fintech industry at Currency
Finance,
a Sand Hills global company. They offer full-time positions in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. They also have a 4.5-day work week, an attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Also, the thing to remember with this incredible setup is that with Currency is that you can take any of the half day off. So if all of a sudden Wednesday's your golf league, Jake, or Monday's your golf league, Monday afternoon, you're off. That's your time. Seven paid weeks of vacation. And guess when it starts? Year one.
Yeah, really?
Year one. Yeah, it's not like, well, hey, listen, you got to work 9 years
to get
to this benefit. No, year one.
And we'll throw in a ham.
Spiral.
Spiral ham. Is there a bone in that ham?
I believe there is. It's a
John,
bone.
You know, me and John had this conversation. He indicated there's a bone that the meat falls right off of.
Yes, that's correct.
Is that right?
Schaefer went out and picked it up, and he said it was the most organized situation he's ever seen.
Where did he go?
What's that? Sand Hills Global. They went on campus out there right by down the hatch, and went out there, and like I said, this is the place. That's where they're going. Here's the thing also. You better get on it. Talking to Carson Schott, they are getting a lot of applications. This thing's going to fill up. It's not like all of a sudden, like, yeah, I'll get to it. Don't do that. Don't wait around. Will Bolt didn't wait around.
No, he didn't.
He didn't wait around. You know what he did? Got his team right. Won the Big Ten tournament. Get yourself right. Get out there as soon as possible.
Yep. What's it called again?
It's gocurrency.com/careers. The company Currency website, gocurrency.com/careers. And Carson Schott confirmed the ham also. He confirmed
Carson Schott.
Confirmed the ham.
Carson Schott, the former Husker.
Former Husker.
The CEO of 1890. He's doing well. Currency as well.
Yeah, he's kind of running things a lot. He went from being an incredible player at Nebraska to now doing this. He runs all the 1890, oversees.
With Matt.
Yeah, when he oversees everything. Imagine when they sit down in a boardroom, Carson Schott's, he's third. He's sitting there in third in a suit and tie.
Ian Davison just working arm in arm.
Yes.
Sanderson says, I cooked a spiral ham yesterday.
No, you didn't.
Can confirm bone in.
Thank you.
It's Sanderson.
It's kind of a sweet taste. It's kind of a sweet.
All the gang's with us today.
Yes, everyone's here.
Sandy, Corey, East Lincoln West. Name a few others.
Beef tacos.
All we have is WB.
Wet blanket.
All we have is 8 listeners.
I thought it was 12. Something like that.
Anyway, things are going. It's Tuesday after Memorial Day, and
yes,
we're rolling.
We are.
We are here for the duration for Husker Nation.
It rhymed. It's a headline.
You've been waiting for that for how long?
Oh,
you've been waiting that.
You held back on us for that one. Come on.
One day.
Okay. Wow.
Come on. I could keep going if you want. No, I'll wait.
464-5685. Call or text, as always. Saw this from over the weekend. Nebraska won the Big Ten baseball tournament, but... And Penn State was playing in the semis. They played Nebraska Saturday in Omaha, lost to Nebraska. But James Franklin, Penn State football coach, was seen supporting his old school. Vanderbilt was there to watch.
In the dugout.
In the dugout. He's friends with the head coach, Tim Corbin, from his time at Vanderbilt. Was it one or two seasons there yet at Vandy? He wasn't there very long.
No, he was there for
how long? How long was Franklin there?
I'll say three.
Three seasons?
I'll look it up. You keep talking.
Regardless, he's been gone. Up, he's been gone for, I believe, 9 years at this point.
What would you guess? I guess 4 years at
Vandy. I'd guess about 4 years,
okay.
I would guess.
Well, he's been at Penn State for 10-plus years at this point. Is that right? And he was seen in the dugout with Vanderbilt, as of course they're now the number one overall seed in the tournament. But I didn't see a lot of flare up from Penn State fans. I saw this was posted on CBS Sports and ESPN, so people thought it was somewhat of a story. But any issue with a coach who's been at a school for 10 years or so going to support a former school, a friend of his, in the dugout at Vanderbilt? Any issues with that at all? Is it weird? Well, at least? Is it a little weird?
There's a couple things with it. One, the timing of both teams playing at the same time.
Yep.
That's what adds up. Because you remember there has been numerous times where Roy Williams has been very front and center supporting Kansas when he was at North Carolina.
Right.
Yeah, I think he was in Kansas gear, I believe, at a game.
Don't like that.
I'm not sure, but I think but that was – he was very – now, but at the same time – obviously, his team wasn't playing, and it was actually a place that he coached that sport at that game. That's a little different. So with Penn State playing at the same time that he's in
– the chance to go to the tournament still.
Yeah, chance to go to the tournament. That's a little bit odd. And then did you say he was in the dugout?
Yes.
He was in the Vanderbilt dugout.
100% in the dugout. I saw it on TikTok.
Did he have Vandy gear on?
He had white shorts and I'd say a dark, dark polo. Not Penn State colors. No, not
so
Penn
in,
State.
So either. In the right away, the part that would be weird for me is that if all of a sudden we're watching Nebraska baseball and there's somebody in the dugout, you're like going, okay, I would want no one around my players that aren't normally around my players during an SEC tournament game.
That's kind of weird.
I wouldn't. I'd be like, this is a sacred area. Yes, this is the dugout. To me, the dugout is way more sacred than the sideline because the sideline, they give you that cutoff at about the 25 or 30-yard line, and people can be on the sideline, and they're at the 10-yard line, and they're out of it. You're down there. No, they're not affecting anything. No players. You have any idea they're even there.
You're right.
But when you go into a dugout that's different to me.
Okay, now hold on. So you said he came up from Destin.
So here is the story is that he's vacationing in Destin.
Why, does he have a home there is my question.
Probably in what's a place called Destin Watercolor. There's kind of an area.
I think something like that.
A lot of coaches there.
So that's very normal.
He checked the schedule to make the drive from Destin over to Hoover, Alabama to watch this.
Close by.
But he had planned to make the drive to specifically watch Vanderbilt and be in the dugout with Vanderbilt.
Come on. This is largely a non-story. It's just...
I agree with that.
Yeah, it's largely a non-story. It's just not the greatest look, I suppose. Like, I don't know why. I don't know. I don't know where I come down on it. I was his friend, I might tell him, do you got to go to the dugout? Yeah.
The dugout is that I think that is so different than the sideline outside of the designated players box.
What if you were just sitting in the stands?
It's not a problem. Almost a non-story.
This is close enough to a non-story.
Close enough to a non-story. Now that makes it a triple non-story. It's like, hey, listen, I was in driving distance. I just drove over and got a ticket.
My wife.
Got a ticket and watched. I didn't even tell him I was coming.
Yeah.
I didn't even tell him I was coming. But to be in the dugout, there's a lot of background work to get it done. You don't show up in an SEC, all of a sudden come whipping in there.
God, this is an interesting conversation to me because I used to watch Nebraska baseball from the well by the dugout. I didn't like watching it up in the press box because you can't hear anything and, I don't know, you can't see as well. I mean, I would go down like I was like in the well. This is why I'm raising this because I was right in the dugout practically. There's a couple of times where I had to go to the bathroom. I'm like, there's a dugout bathroom. Yeah. Do I go in there and use the dugout bathroom? No, don't do that. No. Players are in there. I mean, they would see, the little reporter walk in there. No, can't do that. It's tempting.
Yeah.
But no, as far as James Franklin goes, kind of a non-story, just not a – what if Matt Rhule was at a Temple baseball game?
Or Baylor.
Yeah.
In the dugout.
In the dugout. we'd be like,
I think this fan base would not like that very much.
Not like it, maybe.
Well, Nebraska was playing in the semis,
right? So Nebraska and the tournament that
they won.
It'd be like, not great.
Yeah, and it'd be a way more of a story for us, but it'd be a non-story for other people.
Would it be a story for us even?
I think people.
I would say this was probably more.
I'm contemplating it.
This would have been more discussed on Penn State radio this morning.
You think so?
This would have been at a higher. It wouldn't have been a bunch of like, I don't even care. Don't even talk about it. It'd have been talked about.
Partially because he's a lightning rod, right?
Yeah. And I think the dugout is what makes the. If he was just at the game, I don't know if it's even discussed. Or if someone came up to him like that, when I drove a couple hours over here to catch a game. And no one's like, well, why are you not watching Penn State in the semis? Well, that's people don't do that. People show up. You'll see a lot of football coaches show up to the College World Series. There'll be a bunch that show up to this, and so when they get rolling, all of a sudden they're in the finals. You'll see head football coaches show up to watch their team.
If Old
Miss is in the finals, Lane Kiffin is going to be here.
Here comes the lunch train. Thing. Yeah.
Those things are going to happen. But the semis of the Big Ten tournament, I don't see that being like, why are you not there? And why he's there makes sense. The dugout makes it a little odd.
Oh, I don't know if people on the text line are saying, why are you guys talking about this? I know this.
No, they are.
When I saw it on TikTok, and my thought was, ooh, not a good look. Okay.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Why is James Franklin, and you know James Franklin too, he's Mr. Serious. He was standing there with his arms folded like he was coaching, like, okay, it's a little much. And I thought, not good, not a good look. I didn't even know we were going to discuss it. I didn't. I was sort
but
of interested.
But like you posed, though, if Matt Rhule, hypothetically, was at a dugout of a different team, this fan base would see that.
Hold on.
And they would discuss that. It'd be problematic.
It would be discussed.
Hold on. Set the scenario. If he were at the dugout, let's say Sunday, when Nebraska was playing for it all, and he was at a different school. If Baylor were playing in Arlington, Texas, in
right.
the Big 12
tournament. And he was in that dugout instead of here, that'd be a big problem.
What if he had Nebraska gear on?
You think Baylor would allow that in their dugout?
No.
They'd say, hey, you can be in the dugout, you just can't wear Nebraska gear.
He's friends with James is friends with Corbin, though. Longtime friends.
My deal would be, it would be just the other way. First of all, if I was going to watch the game and give James Franklin credit for however their relationship, but it must be really tight.
Yeah.
If I was going to go to the game, I would never ask to be in the dugout. I would be like, I do not want to be a problem. Because once you go in the dugout, you are a story.
You think Franklin's smart enough to know that?
But you are a story. He's still, like you say, he's a lightning rod.
So was he trying to make a story?
He's James Franklin. He's in the dugout. I'd be like, hey, coming to the game, FYI. You know, would never even think about, hey, real quick, though, any chance I can get in the dugout? I'd feel so awkward being in the dugout around these guys. The players are looking around because those guys know who he is.
Why is James Franklin in?
Yeah, why is James Franklin? What's he in our dugout? We're trying to win the SEC tournament, which is a really big deal for us. It's a really big deal. And all of a sudden, the head football coach for Penn State's in here with us, you know?
James was at Vandy for 3 years. 6-7. Jeez. I mean,
unbelievable, though.
6-7, 9-4, 9-4.
Yeah. Jeez. He did great work at Vanderbilt.
Yes, he did. No, here's the thing. James Franklin, I think, is smart enough to understand that when he goes into that dugout, it's a story.
Yeah.
The question is that what he wanted? Did he want this to be a story? Or would James come on this show and say, hey, guys, you're overdoing this completely. I just went in a dugout to support my friend. Yeah. Why are you talking about? Would he say that?
I'm sure that would be the answer.
Yeah.
We'll see if he follows up with that this week, to, if he's asked about it at all. But he was in the dugout.
This week, will he?
I don't know. If anybody asks him about the, you know, he could be in different media settings or a phone call, interview.
Yeah.
I mean, Saban's a good friend with Kirby Smart. Imagine Saban just standing right next to Kirby during the SEC championship game on the sidelines. That'd be a story.
Yes.
Imagine just
it would.
What's going on? Well,
why is Saban standing next to Kirby?
Why is Saban standing next to Kirby? He's just here to support.
He has and a Kirby, headset why are you letting him do this?
He has a headset on.
He's just here to support. That's all he's doing. And he's standing right next to him. Is he up in the booth? No, he's actually right next to him. That's interesting.
Why is he doing that?
It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-5685. A chance to win a business box of bagels, two bagels, and Joe. Today's topic, current NFL running back colleges. What schools did these NFL running backs
go to? Are you
going to
give us the name of the running back?
I will.
Okay.
I need to know their school.
Just the school. We should be fine on this. Come on.
If you think you know your current NFL running back colleges, call
Jake's
us up. Going
to try to stump us.
I'm not going to try to stump anybody. 464-5685. Shut up. Zipple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Zipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Zipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Nick Down Sip and Bill and Trivia. The lines have been jacked. I'm not sure what's happening. We will get a caller in a second. Saw a bunch of people call in, but we don't have a call, a name yet.
You know what the danger of mentioning certain individuals is that are listening? Yeah. Certain individuals will text you and say, I'm listening too. Yeah. Brad's listening. And Chris from the Baldwin Shop. Thank you, guys. Nice. Thank you for listening to us.
Ellie's here. She's been gone for 2 weeks.
She's back from
vacation. She doesn't work with us anymore.
I think.
She's on her own.
She works for the station.
Are you back?
She's just not with the show.
Yes.
We have a line open because we had some issues. 402-464-5685.
What kind of issues?
I don't know. There's some issues. Yeah. Now they're blowing up here.
People are calling.
Yeah, people are calling in. Just getting back after Memorial Day, trying to get back in the groove a little bit, the routine.
Jake came in with a
Chick-fil-A quarter zip.
Chick-fil-A quarter zip.
All right.
Like he works the line.
Okay, we have JR. How do you feel about NFL running back colleges today?
Well, we'll see. We'll give her a shot.
All right, Bill, a lifeline.
Let it play out.
For one question, as always. JR, first question to you. What school did Panthers running back Chuba Hubbard go to?
Oklahoma State.
Brilliant!
That's correct.
I was somewhat off on that, but I think I would have had it eventually.
I would not have.
1-0.
I was thinking SEC.
Wow, he nailed it.
Did he ever play in the SEC?
No. 1-0 lead for JR. Sip, first question. Bills in play. What school did Dolphins running back Devon Achane go to?
Bill, I don't know this.
I have a guess, but I don't.
Uh-oh. I have a guess, too. God, that's not an easy one.
Say second round pick 2 or 3 years ago. 2 years ago.
Don't you can't write it down and show me. What's your percentage?
Say the name again.
Devon Achane.
The percentage that you know it is what?
26.
Five.
I'm not using you. I'm keeping you in my back pocket. TCU. Nope.
Do you want that one, JR, or not?
Nope, I'm going to pass.
That'd be Texas A&M for Devon Achane.
Didn't have it.
Oh, didn't know it.
No,
either.
Didn't know
big,
it.
Big yep. stats at A&M. 1-0 lead.
Okay.
Yeah. This is for the win. JR, what school did Lions running back David Montgomery go to?
Iowa State.
Brilliant!
You won? That's a 2-0 win. You guys didn't get your question right. He got both his right. JR, thanks for calling in. You win bagels.
Iowa State.
And calling down the road.
Nice. You know that one.
Thanks, guys.
There we
Shut
go.
Up, Zipple.
Oh, whoa.
Nice. Whoa. Did you know that one?
No.
Nor did I.
Iowa State's got a starting running back in the NFL.
They got two of them. Breece Hall and David Montgomery.
Think about
that. Pretty good, too.
That gives me a headache. Hey. Really?
And Breece Hall had to drive right through Lincoln to get to Iowa
Wichita.
State. Wichita. Wichita. A direct line.
His uncle's Jeff Smith.
Yeah, Jeff Smith. Yes, exactly.
It's a bad miss there. What school did Cardinals running back James Conner go to?
Go ahead, because I have no idea.
Pitt. God, Brilliant. We didn't know Montgomery. And we didn't know Achan.
Achan. Yeah. And this is for Bill. How many players rushed for 1,000-plus yards last year in the NFL?
14.
Ooh.
Over, under 14.
Did I say over?
It'd be 16.
Good number.
16 players
Good
over
number.
1,000 yards.
JR, congratulations. There's a Bagels and Joe up on 84th, and I'm going to say Holdridge.
That's right. Also at 70th and 75th in Pioneers. There's one in Seward. There's one downtown at 14th and Q.
It's a lot.
Go down there and get your
and
business.
And, of course, the OG at 48th and Old Cheney. That's where the original one's at. So
that's the original?
That's the OG. 48th and Old Cheney.
I love saying that. The OG.
That's the OG.
Because you are an OG. Yeah. We took an L today. Pretty bad one. Yeah. We didn't know Montgomery. We didn't know Achan.
We did not. This classic example didn't deserve to win. Had no idea.
Achan, I have no recollection whatsoever of him playing at K&M.
No idea.
He had good stats. Good player.
Like Jake could be making it up, and I wouldn't know.
Hour three is next.
How about running backs in the 70s, Jake? Let's see how that goes.
That's tomorrow.
Lydell Mitchell.
Hour three next.
You're listening to Early Break with Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush. Sponsored by Midwest Bank. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.